Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I thought you can't hear me now. So are you in your house or in the office?
I'm in home.
Okay, you're at home. All right. Yeah. Are you ready to study now, Taiwan?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to have... Oh, before anything else, what did you do last weekend?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't remember.
You don't remember now. Okay, I do understand. But did you just stay home only? Did you stay home?
Weekend?
Yes.
No. I was out.
You was out. Okay. Yeah. I see. All right. So, did you read about the Starbucks?
Sorry?
Did you read about the Starbucks on page 56?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to listen. We're going to answer number four, number two, Starbucks, page 56. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, listen to the history of Starbucks and answer the questions below. Number one, where did Starbucks open its first branch?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, because we don't have an audio file. I thought you have opened an audio file for this. Okay, we will just skip this one, okay? Okay, Taiwan?
Okay.
Page 57.
Okay.
Past simple. Okay, number three, past simple. Put the verbs in brackets in the past simple. So they are all regular verbs. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you read first.
Okay. Starbucks opened its first branch in Seattle in 1971.
Seattle. It's Seattle.
Seattle.
Uh-huh.
But you couldn't drink coffee there. It imported and sold coffee beans to restaurants and cafe in 1982. Howard Schultz.
Scott.
Howard Scott.
Mm-hmm.
The company as the director of marketing. He visited Milan on a business trip. He was very impressed with the Italian espresso bars and coffee culture. So he decided to copy the idea in Seattle. Copy bars quickly became popular in Seattle. In the early 1990s. The demand for coffee increased and Starbucks expanded in North America.
Mm-hmm.
In 1992, the company went public. It had 165 branches. In 1997, Starbucks established its first cafe outside.
Established. It should be T sound. Established.
Established.
Very good. Don't say should. Established.
Established.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Yes. Its first cafe outside North America in Tokyo, Japan. In September 2012, the company operated 9,405 branches in 60 countries all over the world.
Okay. Now write the correct irregular verb or irregular past simple forms of these verbs. Okay, number one.
Number one, can, could.
Very good. Number two.
Sell, sold.
Okay, next. Three.
Become, became.
Four.
Go, went.
Five.
Have, had.
Okay, next. Number four, the history of Apple Incorporated. Work in pairs. Student A, look at the text and complete the questions about the missing information. Student B, look at the page 3 and complete the questions. Ask your partner the questions and complete your text. Okay, so are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, student A.
Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak is talking Apple in 1997.
That's number one.
Yes.
Okay, next.
Next, they built their first personal computer and sold it for $666 in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced computer. Yes, computer.
Okay, next.
The Apple II had color graphics and a disk drive. In 1980s, Apple made more computers. Including the Macintosh C. In computer.
Okay, next.
In 1985, Steve Jobs left Apple and started his own company in 1986. What did you say this? What do you say this?
What do you say? What do you say or how do you say this?
Yes.
Okay, how do you say this number?
In
Apple produced an iPad. Okay, next.
Including a digital camera and CD player in 1996, Steve Jobs returned and he became CEO in 2000. Apple introduced the iMac in 1998. The iPhone.
Hello? I cannot hear you well. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your sound? What happened to your sound? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear.
Oh, okay. What happened? Your sound is too small.
Oh, how would you know?
One more time, hello?
How is it now?
It's not the same. It's still same.
Very small?
Yes, very small. It's like there's an echo.
Oh.
Oh yeah, here, that's okay.
Okay.
All right. Next.
I don't know.
Student B? That's student B, right? Okay, here. What number are you now? Number one?
Number four.
Number four.
Sorry, number five.
Number five and the iPhone 2007, right? Apple introduced the iMac in 1998, the iPad in... In 2001.
In 2001.
Yes, that's number five. Number six.
It's a heart.
Huh? Number seven? Number six? How many people does Apple employ today? It's more than 70,000. Okay?
Okay,
next. Student B.
Student B. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Steve does, and Steve was not established. Apple in 1976, they built their first personal computers and sold it for
Okay, next.
In 1977, they introduced Apple to the had
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot hear you again. What happened to your sound? Ah, now it's okay.
Okay.
In the 1980s,
mm-hmm.
Apple made more computers,
mm-hmm.
including the Macintosh mm-hmm. in 1984, in mm-hmm. 1985.
Okay.
Steve Jobs left Apple and started in 1986 to 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Apple produced some unsuccessful products, including a digital camera and CD player in 1996. Steve Jobs returned and he became CEO in Apple introduced the iMac in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
The part in 2001.
Okay.
And the iPhone in today, Apple operates stores and employs more than 70,000 people all over the world.
Okay, all over the world. Okay, next. Here. How much did Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak sell their first computer for Steve? You're going to make a question for this one. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak sell. How much did Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak sell their first computer for? That's number one. How about number two? Question.
One.
Number two. Page 58. Student B.
Number two. What? What the Apple? What did the Apple to have?
What did the Apple to have? Okay, next.
So let's see. What did Steve Jobs start in 1985?
Mm-hmm.
When did Steve Jobs become CEO?
Okay, next.
When did Apple introduce the iPhone?
Okay.
How many stores did Apple operate today?
Okay, very good. So tomorrow, on Wednesday, we will continue number five, your company, on Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
All right. So very good for today, Taewon, and I'll see you again. Thank you for your time, okay?
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.